You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So Jack is down 1-0 to DeCamera. The next event is baseball, which Jack played in college. And joining us now, we are...
Allegedly.
Participated in.
Joining us now is a three-time PSAC Coach of the Year, Bloomsburg's head baseball coach, Mike Collins. Thank you for joining us, Coach Collins.
Well, thanks for having me. This is it's pretty exciting.
Well, we wish it was a better situation. We have Jack falling apart right before our eyes. We'll get to that in a second. But I want to take you back to when you you recruited Jack and got him to come to Bloomsburg. What did you?
It was a big coup, by the way. It was a big deal back in the day.
Well, Jack made me work hard. He did. He didn't make it easy.
Oh, really?
No, I had to work for Jack a little bit. Yeah, he pitched really well at the Carpenter Cup. Right, Jack?
Shoved at the Carpenter Cup. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he did. He looked good at the Carpenter Cup. I think he pitched for the Delco team, right? Was it no? It would have
Chester County.
Chester County, and he threw well. And I think it was at Penn. He was like 82, 84 ish with the fastball, threw strikes. He threw his breaking, but landed the breaking ball for strike. Mm. And he's a good sized guy. I'm like, yeah, this guy is projectable. He's going to work hard in the weight room, and the velocity is going to come up. And he threw well. So that's where it all started for me and Jack.
And working hard.
Yeah, what about that working hard part? How'd that work out?
Allergic to the weight room.
The body never really improved. We were unable to enhance the body. That was, and as a result, the velocity never really, we never got the velocity spike we were hoping for.
Now, Jack has joked about his work ethic as a college pitcher as well. Did you see that he didn't really commit himself to getting better as a pitcher in college?
He could have done a little bit more, I think. Let's just say off-season training. I mean, he was a guy that was going to be a practice and listen and do all that kind of stuff. So he was fine. I think Jack honestly did a great job in terms of his career. You could tell I could tell around his sophomore, junior year, he became really obsessed with like communications and media and stuff like that. And I recall like he wasn't getting a lot of mound time, so he'd be in the dugout doing play-by-play on the game. With one of the guys. I think it was Matt Hurd.
It was Aaron Russell. It was Russ. Yeah.
Was it you and Russ? Okay, yeah. If you're doing play-by-play, I'm thinking this is a little annoying, but he's practicing for sure, so I got to let it slide a little bit. At least he's paying attention to what's going on, even though he's not in the game.
53 straight perfect books my sophomore year, Coach. 53 straight perfect books.
Everything counts, right? You know, so... You got to your role isn't your limit; it's your canvas, and that was your role. So you made the most of it.
Oh my God! By the way, if we get nothing else, Jack not applying, never improving his body, and doing play by play while on the team in the dugout are two golden moments.
Hold on, my sophomore year, I lost 20 pounds in the winter of that year. Put it back on immediately.
Okay,
but I did get to 195 at one point.
Okay. Well, the velocity never really got to where we were.
Yeah, that's what Coach remembers, that velocity never got.
Yeah, he's talking about throwing 80-something next week. We come to find out he's barely throwing 80-something in college.
I don't know how he's going to get through 10 hitters, man. He's going to run out of gas.
Okay, so this is what's happening. I don't know if you're following this, but Jack is doing this an athletic challenge against our morning show host, Joe DeCamera, and Jack lost in golf yesterday. And it was really sort of a mental thing because Jack is a better golfer than Joe. So what's going to happen is Jack will throw DeCamera 10 at-bats. If DeCamera gets on base 4 times, he wins. If Jack keeps him to 2 or fewer, he wins. And if it's 3, it's a push. So any advice from you that you could give Jack both mentally and physically next week for him to win this and even this up would be really appreciated.
Well, he's got to attack the zone, because if the pitch count gets up there, he's going to have a problem in those last 5 at-bats, I think. I think Joe DeCamera should practice some plate discipline because – I think 10 ABs in a row for Jack at this stage is going to be a little rough, you know?
You're right.
So aim small, miss small. Just attack the middle of the plate. That's what I would do.
Yeah, because
let your two-seamer run to the corner, you know, just attack the middle of the plate.
You got that, Jack? So, let your two-seamer run to the corner.
I think I lost my two-seamer. Okay. I'm back in on the four-seamer.
Yeah, we don't think Joe's going to swing at all. So truthfully, if Jack can just make him swing, then I think he could cut down maybe on the swing, on the pitches he's going to throw, and maybe he tuckers DeCamera out a little bit, because I don't think Joe has the, you know, throwing to 10 pitchers is hard, but as a batter, swinging for 10 straight at bats, that's pretty tough too, and I don't think he has that in him physically. So,
Jack's going to have to play some mental games to get him to swing the bat, you know, like he's going to have to challenge him a little bit psychologically, because I think Joe's best strategy is to exhibit some patience in there.
Yeah. And final thing, I guess from a mental skills thing, one of the things that Jack is having trouble with is that he feels the weight of, you know, Ike and myself,
right,
the listeners that want him to win. He feels the weight of this and he can't escape it. And I think it
actually reminds me a lot of my freshman year at Bloom. I mean,
oh, really?
I was a 5-star recruit.
Yeah.
For D2 standards, and that's called a lot of pressure. I got a university on my shoulders, Coach.
So when a player is you know, is succumbing to pressure like that, is there something that you can tell a player to get them to sort of ignore what's going on outside and just focus on the task at hand?
I think the thrill of competition has got to be greater than any fear of making a mistake. And he's just got to remember those days when he was back in Little League Baseball playing at Westchester, just dominating all those kids, and just relive those moments. That's all we can do, because that's when we played at our best, when we were just out there competing, having fun, unafraid to crash and burn, not worrying about results, you know.
I got one.
Just have fun competing.
I got one question for you, Coach.
Sure.
I'm interested in how this thing ended for Fritz at Bloomsburg.
Oh, boy.
I'm just wondering, did he walk away? Did you have to have a talk with him to say, son, and maybe something else
honestly,
different?
No, he became really focused on his career, man. He became focused on getting in the media. He was building up his social media presence.
Oh, we know about that.
That Philly fan life thing. And he came in the office and we talked about it, and he decided he really wanted to focus on that part of, next steps in his life.
How hard did you try to convince him not to do that?
I wasn't crying the blues when Jack decided not to play. I was excited for him that he knew what he wanted in life and be successful. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, and he got that $2,000 back.
Yeah, I got the scholarship back. That's
there you go.
Well, I did it on the day. I remember the day that I hung him up. It was the day they were supposed to sign. They were going to get a scholarship for the next year.
Yeah.
And I was like, in good faith, I can't do that. I know I'm not coming back.
Right.
So I was like, I'll give up the...
For the team.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, team guy.
Team guy.
Recruit some transfers with it. Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you coming on today to talk about Jack. It's been I knew I wanted to get you on to talk about Jack, but I needed the exact right moment. And boy, this was the exact right moment. So,
well, I'll be rooting for him. But I tell you what, he takes a lot of grief, but over his numbers, what have you. But we're really proud of Jack. Jack's done really well for himself. So everything, everybody at Bloomsburg is proud of Jack and his achievements in sports media.
Awesome.
There you go.
All right. Thank you. There he is. There Coach he Mike is. Collins.
He is a star, Coach. He
yep.
is a star.
He is a star.
Yes, he is.
Yep.
He is.
Not because of his fastball, but
a star in life.
Yeah, a star in life. Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate it, Coach.
All right, man. Thanks, guys. We'll see you. Bye.
There he is. Bloomsburg head baseball coach Mike Collins. Three-time PSAC coach.
Three-time PSAC coach of the year.
Yeah, not with you, though.
No.
No, he set a school record for wins my sophomore year.
Oh, really?
Well, I contributed nothing.
He won the PSAC back-to-back. But it was 2019, 2021.
Yeah, he did a good stretch there. I think they broke our school record for wins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what was your years?
13 and 14.
13 and 14. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. The story about you, him saying, yeah, he didn't improve his body at all. That was one. But you doing play-by-play in the dugout.
In the dugout during the game.
Is legendary.
And it wasn't serious play-by-play.
Oh, yeah.
It was like joking around.
Oh, yeah. I know you. It was definitely sarcasm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This idiot. You know? Like, it was. But yeah, we were really into it. It was definitely a nerd thing.
Yeah. By the way, awesome. Coming up at 5 o'clock, Brandon Graham will join us at 5.
BG?
Chance for you to go see and meet BG next week. We will talk about that with BG coming up at 5:215, which means, by the way, the top 5 of 5 is moving to 4:30 today.
That's right.
Oh.
So we're moving everything around because the Phillies game starts earlier. It's a 6:30 first pitch, leading off 5:30, all that stuff.
Should we bring Herb on for the weather report again to see if it's still raining in the Northeast?
How hard it's raining. Those are big drops, he said. You know, 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mountain Area, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, what up, man? Hey, listen, Jack, I had to call you, man, because I know you need my support the most right now. You hear me?
I do.
You know what I mean, like, this guy, Jack is, you know, I've known Jack for a better part of about a little while now. And yeah. I've always said to myself, Jack is a particular type of guy. You know, he's not a confident guy. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, he has all the ability in the world, but he lacks the confidence. You know what I mean? You know, good producer. You know, guy's smart as a, you know, he's smart, smart guy.
Yeah, sharp as a tack.
Good head on his shoulder. Yeah, you know, things. But you got to believe that, Jack. You know, this guy, Joe DeCameron, you're going up against, right? He has all the confidence in the world. Guy wants to be the president of the United States of America. You know what I'm saying? He really thinks he can be the president. That's the type of guy you're going up against right now.
10 years ago, that would not have been possible, but anything is possible.
Yeah, you never know.
My point exactly. But the guy has the confidence. You know, you can not be good at something, but if you're confident at it, you know, you become great at it. You know what I mean? And that's just all it takes sometimes. Joe had his moment. Okay, Jack, what I need you to do is erase everything that happened on that golf course.
Yes.
Okay? Like it never happened before. Just zip it out of your mind. After today, we're not even talking about it no more, okay?
Well.
He had his moment. His moment was you can put them brooms away moment. But then, you know, we know what happened to my beloved Sixers after AI said that, right?
Yeah.
The Lakers came in. It was a better team, and they kicked ass for four games in a row. Well, I need you to do that, Jack. Like, you know, you got a wife that depends on you, you got kids that depend on you, you got to look at Walker in the face every day and your little baby in the face every day. You want to say you lost to Joe the camera in anything in
your
life?
Yeah. Sets them up for failure.
Come on, this guy's in the bathtub more than Walker and Sutton.
He actually is. Yeah.
You know, he lost to a guy that has a rubber ducky and that sits in the bathtub, and that has a game that's rigged that he plays every week. And you know, I mean,
he plays every Friday.
Come on, man, you're better than that, Jack. And you know what? Just the thing. I'm not going to give you the please don't do the woe is me, the Joel Embiid. I don't need that. Okay, I need to hear confidence out of you, man. I haven't heard confidence out of you in a long time. You need to tell us when this thing is all over today. You're going to win that game or next week. I don't know when you guys play baseball, but you're going to win a game, and it's going to be done rather easily. Because this is a must-win right now, Jack. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you represent the afternoon show, man. And,
yep.
You know, guys like to take shots at the afternoon show. Best show on the radio. You know, always have been. And, you know, this would be one up for those guys.
I know. We can't let them breathe.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think he feels that. He knows me and Spike are right here watching as well.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Jack, listen, man. I'm rooting for you, man. Only thing I can do is root for you from the side. I can't play for you. I wish I could. But you can't let this guy get out on you, man. You'll never hear the end of it. And right now, what he's doing, he's softening you up. You went on his show, he softened you up. You know, kind of like what Jimmy Butler does to Joel Embiid whenever he plays. Soften the big guy up and then just take a dagger in his heart. You fall for it. Don't fall for it, Jack. I need to hear confidence, and I need to hear that you're going to kick his ass. Simple as that. I don't want to hear nothing else. No excuses, no nothing. I just called up just to tell you, man, you got this. Got it, man.
Thank you, Chalk.
There it
just
is.
Forget about it, okay?
Forget about this whole thing.
Chalk it, you know what I mean? Move on, flush it, go on to the next day. What Jalen say? No one man's an island. We all draw from each other. So I'm calling up to give you support, man. Now, if you lose on next week, your ass is on your own. I'm out. Peace.
There he is. Chuck Ramone.
A true supporter.
All right. So the good news is.
Lose next week, you're on your own.
Yeah. The good news is Bryce Harper is playing tonight.
Yes.
I don't want to say this.
Bad news?
Well, you hear him talk about it. It's not the most encouraging thing in the world. Here's what Bryce had to say.
I didn't think I was going to take any other steps forward of feeling better or anything like that. I thought we were kind of at a standstill of it feeling the same the last couple of days. And, you know, from BP to live and things like that kind of gave us the same results each day. So thought today was a good one.
Is it something you're going to have to manage, though, in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine so. I'm not sure yet what that's going to feel like. So we're going to, you know, as I go, I think, and as I know you guys will, and Tomper as well. So we'll see, you know, how I feel tonight, tomorrow, and, you know, go from there.
I mean, he basically said it wasn't getting any better, so
yeah.
I might as well try to play.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like.
This is the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
From a.
Still no diagnosis.
Yeah, when you don't have a diagnosis of exactly what it is, and it seems like it's all about pain tolerance.
Sure. Which I understand,
yeah.
You know, but like, has not one reporter been able to find out what the diagnosis on his wrist is?
Because the Phillies know.
Of course they know.
Yeah. You don't have a player of this caliber.
Of course they know.
And not have him see specialists, not know exactly what's going on with him.
It's not the first time a guy's had tendonitis in his wrist or arthritis. It's like, I'm sure a doctor has seen whatever it is and they know what it is.
Yeah.
You know? So, look, him having even having a worse Bryce in the lineup is better than not having Bryce in the lineup. But, like, I'm just discouraged in that. He didn't say, I'm swinging
I'm
without pain.
To go, yeah.
Yeah, because it was weird. Over the weekend, he said, that 3 weeks ago, I didn't think I'd be feeling this good now?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Yeah, because we all thought, we didn't think you'd be initially.
Is this wrist hanging on by a thread? I mean, it's very concerning.
He also said over the weekend, there wasn't any pain, but it was sore. And I'm like, well, hold on. Now, I know there's a difference between soreness from, running and pain from it. Like, yeah. I get that, but still.
But the two words itself on their own, it's the same to me.
Yeah, like, it, well.
Well, something is sore. I feel pain.
You feel pain. Yeah. But let's say there's a difference between you, I don't know, you injuring your quad and your quad's feeling sore because you ran stairs the day before. Mm-hmm. So there's a difference between like, but still, if he has a wrist injury and he swung a bat a bunch of times and I said, how do you feel? And he says, it's sore. That is not a great indication. Yeah. You know what I mean? I wouldn't. God, man.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Not great. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, men.
What's up, Chris?
What up, Chris?
I use the word men lightly with you, Chris. This thing, Fritz, is just so shameful by you. You know,
well, no, what do you mean by that?
You're shameful. You're no longer a Bloomsburg Husky. You're more like a Yorkie right now. You get out and lose to Joe DeCamera. It's Joe DeCamera. Listen, you know what? I go out. I get a T-shirt made to show my support for Team Fritz.
Oh, you did do that.
You did get the T-shirt made, yeah.
You come out totally small. Like, there's not enough blue chews on the earth to make you.
Oh, man, what are we doing?
Like, you guys don't understand how small it is.
This is just one of the most abysmal performances. And all these people that are trying to rah, 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 cheer you up. No, you know what? Mike, give them a tap down in the nether room. And
give him a ball tap.
Make sure there's something there, all right?
Good luck finding it.
I need you to man up. And you know what? Here's something else. You're no longer an athlete. Not until you win this competition. Because you can't consider yourself to be an athlete.
If you lose to Joe.
I know. Yeah, that's a good
tough.
Point.
That's a tough one.
You're going to – that. I think that is the biggest thing that could happen here is that if you end up losing to Joe, you being in the ranks of Ike and
Well, and we
John,
take a vote. Hugh already wants you out the bug group.
Well, that's not surprising. Come on, Hugh. Yeah. Richie's...
Me and Richie are still there with you.
I think Richie's more disappointed than Ike.
Anybody else.
Yes.
Well, because he has to sit there next to Joe 4 hours listening to
and
him.
It must have took him, an hour to explain it today? I was getting messages at 7:20 and at 7:56. Like, how long this freaking...
He drug it, man. What the kids say, you dragging it? He was dragging it.
Oh, and he was so pink yesterday. He was so pink.
And swampy.
Yeah, just so pink and swampy and out of breath.
He was panting at one point.
On hole number 9, he had nothing left. Oh, I can't believe you didn't win on the 10th hole,
That's
man.
The point.
Oh.
You know what? One last thing for this whole baseball contest.
Yes.
Jack, you better not shrink up here. You better perform. And you know what, Spike?
What?
Spike, you can't go. He's too afraid around you and too nervous. You can't be there. The only one that can be there is Ike because Ike will put his pom-poms on and rah, rah, rah for Team Jack. You can't be there, Spike. He's not man enough to handle it. You know what, Jack? Lock in. Complete the work. That's all I got to say.
All right.
I did bring you home in the mile run.
Yeah, you did do that.
I brought him home.
Yeah.
I was cheering him. I was in his ear.
I felt like it was a little additive yesterday.
I thought you were great.
Yeah.
I needed a break.
Again, it was more me.
Yeah.
More me.
Well, yeah, it was definitely more you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, Spike and I did as much as we could.
I could feel the the weight. Yeah. Like, you guys were really carrying it for everyone else out there.
Yeah.
I could almost hear the disappointed sighs after every putt I missed.
Well, it wasn't that. I'll tell you one time I actually had to hide behind Ike. It was on the hole where on the tee, you just hit the ball straight basically into the weeds right in front of us. And I stood behind Ike because I was so aghast. And then I was laughing and I didn't know what to do.
I know. That really did. That one broke me.
Yeah.
That one broke me. Usually, if I wasn't being filmed or whatever, like, that's an easy.
Well, that's the other thing, you know, your Tucker's out there with damn.
Would you have thrown a club?
I'm a legend.
Oh yeah, he would have definitely threw a club.
I love throwing clubs.
Yeah, I've seen him throw clubs. Yeah, I've seen him.
Now it would have been snapped over my knee, but it would have been like a hard slam.
Why don't they? Okay, can I ask you guys some golf questions here?
Yeah.
So they hit the ball, and it's hard to see sometimes, and then you got to go find it. Why don't they have, like, you do, okay, so if I lose my AirPods in my house, I just go onto my phone, and it says, find mine, and I just find it. So why don't they put, like, something in the ball so you can go find it?
You know how much those balls would cost?
Oh, they'd be. Oh, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
I'm out there finding balls and putting them in my bag.
Oh, right.
The last thing I want to do is start buying balls with a chip in them.
Now, you would lose less of them if...
Oh, yeah, that's yeah, true. You would find Yeah, you would find them.
Yeah, at least on the... Well, I guess the Pro Tour, they're easy. They hit it on the fairway. So
well, no, and they also have spotters out there on the Pro Tour.
To find out where it is.
Yeah, where everything is at.
All right. Yeah, because that was the first time I've ever been on a golf course while people were playing golf.
Yeah.
It does seem fun.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not the way you guys were doing it.
No, it wasn't fun. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
The game messes with you.
I mean, Jack drove across... The fairway wasn't what he was not supposed to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, unless I know.
Dude, I'm on my knees ripping weeds away from the ball.
The camera almost drove the cart in the water.
Yes.
Yeah, riding by the water.
Yeah, he was in the water at one point.
Standing in the water.
Just standing in the water.
That was an awesome shot, too.
Yeah.
That was... I didn't know he fell in there.
Yeah.
I thought he had got in on his own.
No, he was standing on the edge, and then he slipped. Yeah.
I could see it, yeah.
Yeah. Coming up next,
it's not clear water either. That wasn't
a lot of stuff in that water. Yeah,
little mucky.
I kept saying to him as he was trying to hit the ball over the water, I'd be like, "Hey, duck! Hey, Joe, there's a duck in there. Don't kill the duck. Don't kill the duck." I was trying to get in his head.
He went five more holes with his shoes soaking wet.
Trench,
like
he
literally just jumped in the water.
Lost to that loser.
I know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's starting to hit you now, isn't
it? Yeah, it really is. I can't believe you lost.
Me either.
Well, Brandon Graham will join us at 5 o'clock, which means the top 5 of 5 moves to 4:30.
Oh.
Yeah, so that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.